This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. The IRS scandal is deepening. In a recorded conversation with a Texas pro-life group, IRS agent Sherry Wan inferred that the government should be able to tell nonprofit organizations how much education is allowed by religious groups before their activity is considered coercion by the IRS. Her view was that the IRS is somehow in charge of refusing tax-exempt status for groups presumed to not be respecting others' views. A lawsuit has been filed over an abortion so poorly performed it will not be described here. Women's Health Center of West Virginia and abortion practitioner Rodney Lee Stevens are named in the suit. Besides this botched abortion, Stevens forced the woman to proceed with the abortion against her will. More details are at lifenews.com. This is Life News Radio. You should know that this is a spiritual battle that we're in, this battle for the respect for human life. You should pray for your pastor, for the courage to preach. You should pray for your friends and relatives to believe the gospel of life. You should pray for people like the staff at lifenews.com and Life News Radio. This is a battle. Let's pray for a culture of life. A bill that would ban abortions nationwide after 20 weeks gestation comes to the full House Judiciary Committee Wednesday. The bill came out of subcommittee last week on a party line vote. Democrats opposed and Republicans supported the measure. A Virginia abortion clinic with a history of botched abortions and at least one patient death will close at the end of June. It is the 30th clinic to close since the beginning of 2013, which is more than twice the number of all closures last year. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.